welcome Congressman Gibson to thank you for appearing briefly on WGXC.
Thanks very much. We just had a productive session here.
Yes, I was wondering, what exactly was the impetus for conducting this broadband symposium?
Well, as I moved all about the 137 towns in the 20th Congressional District, listening to the concerns of constituents, small business owners, farmers, and the like, this issue would consistently come up that we had areas that did not have access to the high-speed broadband, and it was really hampering efforts at economic development. It was, quite frankly, putting students in a bind that were trying to get their homework done. This was putting some of our clinics, our health clinics, at a disadvantage, who wanted real-time feedback from doctors and hospitals and in urban areas, and it was a public health and a public safety issue. So, you know, this is, we started diving into it. I started doing a lot of research on this. I met with a lot of these folks that you saw here today. Been very persistent on this. I'm not taking no for an answer. I know there's not one right answer, but there's got to be a multitude of right answers. So what you heard today, you actually heard the federal and state officials here that were listing all the incentives, the grant programs, multiple grant programs for different needs for different communities. There's a low-interest loan program that's available to help, and you heard some of the smaller companies mention they've used that program. Important that we save that program going forward. And we actually had community activists here who have really made a positive difference. There's no question about it. Right here in Greene County, Rosemary and Kathleen,
yes.
They have been persistent on this issue. They bring so much passion and energy and organizational skills, and they've made a difference. Already a town here in Greene County that's going to have more build-out of access to the high-speed broadband because of their efforts and good partnership, working with town officials and also Mid-Hudson Cable. And then also you heard a volunteer come from the North Country as well. So that's what we're looking for, is more civic activism, getting connected with town officials, with providers, so that we can find creative solutions to expanding out broadband.
So then you would agree that there is a role for the federal government to play as well as local and state?
Yes, there is. I mean, what we want to do at the federal level, what I'm trying to do is make dreams come true to empower local communities and local officials. And so that's why I hope you've noticed here today that not looking to bring a heavy hand to this. I want to help the local communities realize their dreams. And so, now that's not easy because what we have, that's why we brought, the administration brought today somebody from the United States Department of Agriculture. She gave a very thorough brief of all the grant programs, and there are quite a few of them for different needs for different communities, and also a low-interest loan program. And so we've looked to empower the local officials so that they can make the right choice, what's right for them. And our office, as always, stands ready to help.
So as just a final question then, are you at all optimistic that the recent bit of bipartisanship in furthering the wireless spectrum auctions or establishing D-block first responders spectrum for public safety, can this bode well for the future?
Well, I am optimistic, and not just that too. You know, it was mentioned in the symposium here that when last summer, when there was an effort to defund the low-interest loan program for expansion of broadband, there was a bipartisan consensus in the House not to do that. There were 90 Republicans that voted yes and 133 Democrats, and everyone came together to make sure that that program survived. So, yes, we can absolutely solve problems. This is a country that can do hard things, and we can get this done.
You mentioned that a couple of times. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks so much.